detailed properties of gravitational wave mergers from flyby perturbations of wide binary black holes in the field, by Yael Ravit et al. Wide black hole binaries, wide BBHs, is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 3O, in the field can be perturbed by random stellar flybys that excite their eccentricities. Once a wide binary is driven to a sufficiently small paracenter approach, gravitational wave, GW, emission becomes significant, and the binary inspirals and merges. In our previous study, using simplified models for wide BBHs, we found that successive flybys lead to significant merger fractions of wide BBHs in less than Hubble time, making the flyby perturbation mechanism a relevant contributor to the production rate of GW sources. However, the exact rates and detailed properties of the resulting GW sources depend on the wide binary progenitors. In this paper, we use detailed population synthesis models for the initial wide BBH population, considering several populations corresponding to different natal kick models and metallicities, and then follow the wide BBH's evolution due to flyby perturbations and GW emission. We show that the cumulative effect of flybys is conductive for the production of GW sources in non-negligible rates of 1 to 20 GPC3 year 1, which are sensitive to the natal kicks model. Such rates are relevant to the observationally inferred rate. Our models, now derived from detailed population of binaries, provide the detailed properties of the produced GW sources, including mass functions and delay times. The GW mergers are circularized when enter the Aligo band, have a preference for high-velocity dispersion host galaxies, in particular ellipticals, have a relatively uniform delay time distribution, and likely have mildly correlated, less than isolated evolution channels and more than dynamical channels, prograde spin-spin and spin orbits. This was detailed properties of gravitational wave mergers from flyby perturbations of wide binary black holes in the field, by Yael Ravit et al.